Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Highs level off around 101 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 77, highs around 103 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 95.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest survey from the Princeton Review across universities around the nation shows that students at Kansas State University have been ranked the friendliest students in the nation and take pride in their facilities. KWCH News reports that according to the Kansas State University officials, the university had received 15 different top 10 rankings and two top 15 rankings for the latest national surveys, with the university being ranked at number one in the nation for the friendliest students in town gown relations, ranking number two for the happiest students around the nation, number four for the best quality of life at the university, number five for the best student support, counseling services, and best athletic facilities, number six for students' love of the college, number eight for the best dormitories at a university, and number nine for the best career services, best campus food, and being a college city. They were also ranked number 15 across the nation for the most active student government at a state university. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Eight Kansas prison inmates, along with a bus driver, had been injured after an accident that happened on Thursday last week when a transport bus crashed into a tractor trailer hauling dirt. KAKE News reports the event happened around 1 a.m. on U.S. 169th Street north of Iola, where they say the bus had failed to stop at a stop sign. KAKE News reports that according to the Kansas Department of Corrections, the 21 Topeka Correctional Facility inmates that were on board the bus had finished a 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. shift at the Russell Stover Chocolates plant in Iola and returning to the Topeka facility that houses the female inmates. According to law enforcement, the bus driver had suffered serious injuries and was flown to a Kansas City area hospital, with eight inmates being injured, including three with bone fractures. The other 13 residents reported no injuries and were transported back to the work site. The transportation of the inmates to the Russell Stover's Chocolate program was part of a work release program that started back in 2021, and say another bus had crashed on U.S. 169 last year, but were no injuries in the accident. Mid-America Network News.
Michelin tires on sale at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $110 total savings via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of four new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all Michelin tire lines, plus $40 bonus rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires only. Valid through September 12th. Now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Planned Parenthood for the state of Nebraska, along with the ACLU, have officially appealed a district court's decision that upheld a Nebraska bill that was passed in the legislature that would ban transitioning procedures for minors, along with banning abortion at 12 weeks, saying that the bill violated the state's single subject rule. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the ACLU of Nebraska, they say they were partnering with Planned Parenthood of the Heartland to appeal the ruling from last week from the Lancaster County District Court Judge Lori Merritt and trying to take it to the Nebraska Supreme Court. According to Ruth Richardson, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood at North Central States, in a release statement, they said, quote, "We will never stop fighting for the reproductive freedom, bodily autonomy, and health of our Nebraska communities. We are doubling down on that commitment with this appeal. Every person deserves the freedom to control their body, health, and future, and that right shouldn't be determined by your zip code." As of right now, Planned Parenthood said it would continue providing abortions within that 12-week legal limit.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 and Newkirk.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
so if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A DuBois, Nebraska man died in a house fire early Saturday morning. 39-year-old Daniel Castor was found after firefighters responded around 7 a.m. to the rural residence near DuBois at 63473 703 Trail Road. The fire had occurred sometime overnight. The remains were found by authorities, including fire departments from Humboldt and Dawson. The house was a total loss by the time firemen arrived, and investigation as to the cause continues. Marshall County Health Department is offering prenatal education classes. The free classes open to all pregnant moms and support person each fourth Thursday of the month at the Lincoln Center in Marysville, 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. Participants will receive their choice of free baby incentives for attending and completing sessions, as well as continued education, guidance, and support. Again, meeting August 24th and each fourth Thursday evening in Marysville. For information, call Chelsea Ferking at 785-713-1648 or the Marshall County Health Department at 785-562-3485. Southeast Community College Board is voted to change the school mascot to the Bobcats. SCC serves three Nebraska campuses, including Beatrice, and were formerly known as the Storm. The process began nearly a year ago and included focus groups and surveys, including students, staff, and community members. As high school students return to class, several area schools partner with Highland Community College to earn college credits and/or certifications. Kara Baker with HCC was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Exciting part about our technical programs is that they are part of Excel in Career and Technical Education funding, so they are free for our high school students during their junior and senior year. So that has made them real popular with the high schools that we work with. We work with Valley Heights, Marysville, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Onega. We occasionally get some students just across the border in Nebraska from Pawnee, but those high school juniors and seniors aren't eligible for that tuition-free funding, so they are usually paying students. But we do not have an out-of-state tuition cost, so for them it's still a very affordable option.
The effort is designed to connect young people with local jobs.
I would say about 50% of our students take a program that they already know they're interested in and already have an opportunity for employment in, whether that be returning to the family farm with that knowledge or working in some sort of family type operation. And I would say about 50% then look for outside employment. So we're fortunate to have a lot of business partners in our area, since we did focus on kind of high demand careers for this part of the state. So people are able to go right to work when they graduate as well. So kind of gives them both options. About 80% of our enrollment is students that are still in high school working towards one of those technical certificates.
Changes in education and expectations have shifted, according to Kara Baker with Highland Community College.
We pick up more students who are interested in gaining the skills they need for that career they have in mind, and not spending a lot of extra time or money to get the education. So they come in and get what they need, and they're able to get right out and to work. It's one of the benefits of the technical programs is that it helps them. They get to do hands-on, focused on what they need for that career plan they have. So I think it has been a really good change, not having that, having a different mindset than we used to always expect students to go on to that four-year university kind of feel. This gives students an option that's more affordable and can also put them right into a very high-paying career.
Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. Paul A. Poubert Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 16th. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30. Rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Celebration of life is planned Friday, 5 until 7, at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Paul Poubert Davis. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 100s. And clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Slightly cooler into Friday, sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s, before a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Even cooler by Saturday, some scattered showers early on, then sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And these showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Rain may linger early on Sunday as well, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly sunny on Monday with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 65. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:13. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
You won't find it on a map, but the state of Franklin declared its independence on this day in 1784. It's the short history of a lost state on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 23rd, the 235th day of the year. Today's birthdays include actresses Shelley Long and Barbara Eden. The U.S. has no state of Franklin, but we nearly did. On this day in 1784, after North Carolina had ceded its claim on lands west of the Alleghenies, settlers in the area formed the independent state of Franklin in what is now part of Tennessee. Their position for statehood was favored by most states, but fell just short of the two-thirds majority needed for passage. For four short years, though, this small region in the Cumberland River Valley operated as an independent state with its own constitution, treaties, and trade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about American history at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Citizen State Banks, Hanover Insurance, and Landall Company invite you to celebrate the Pony Express and the life and times of Iera with a day of family-friendly fun this Sunday. The 37th Annual Pony Express Festival will feature old-time demonstrations, horse-drawn wagon rides, lunch from 11 to 1 with homemade pie and ice cream. Bring the kids, relive the past with the Pony Express Festival at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site northeast of Hanover this Sunday, 10 to 4. An invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville. Better products, better service, better banking. Member FDIC. Blue Valley Insurance Agencies and the Hanover Insurance Agency offer full-line coverage representing multiple agencies in Hanover, Lee and Greenleaf, and Marysville. Landall Company, celebrating 60 years serving our community. Our roots in the Hanover community. Job opportunities available. Learn more at Landall.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier with college football right around the corner here across the Mid-America region. The Kansas State University Wildcats have announced that with their kickoff for the game number one of the season on September 2nd against Southeast Missouri State, the game is already at near sold out. As KSN News reports that according to the Kansas State Athletics Department, they say the first three home games of the football season are close to being sold out, with the fourth game going up against the Big 12 championship game rematch against TCU is already only standing room only for tickets remaining. According to the university, already the first two games of the season have fewer than 100 tickets available apiece, with the third game against the new conference opponent Central Florida has fewer than 400 tickets left. Kansas State says they are excited for a big year coming off the championship for the Big 12 Conference and winning 10 games, along with earning their trip to the Sugar Bowl, where they ended up falling to Alabama 45-20 in that game. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Export, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rusty Eck Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, we know you like like saving money, how about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eckford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, 63,325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Must trade 95 or newer auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords up to 36 months upon credit approval. Payment of 2778 for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
High school senior from the Cheney, Kansas area says that he's already locked up when it comes to the college football season as he goes into his senior year, where he says he's committed to New Mexico State. As Cake News reports at Jackson Voth, the senior from Cheney has committed to Mexico State back in May, where he's set to join head coach Jerry Kill, who also came originally from Cheney, Kansas.
I think first was definitely the coaches. I love the way the receiver coach like gets after it. Same with Coach Kill. And then also just the intensity of their practice. You know, I fell in love with it. I was just sitting on the sideline watching how they get after it and how, you know, they're not afraid of each other and no one backs down. And I just fell in love.
That audio from Cake News, where Voth ended up finishing his junior year with over 1,000 yards being rushed, 12 touchdowns and 83 receptions, with the assistant coach for Cheney saying he's got to bring it again for his senior year.
We just need him to show that the toughness and the leadership that he's had. He's always been, you know, the guy that other guys look to.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
KNDY.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. It's hard to imagine, even harder to wait, for that stick of a tree or small potted shrub to grow into a much larger and beautiful addition to the landscape. But we can help speed up the process. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fast-growing species are an option, but unfortunately, most tend to be weak-wooded and short-lived. Proper pruning, starting at an early age, can help establish a strong structure that is more resistant to storm damage. Speed up the growth of slower-growing trees and shrubs with proper care. Amend the whole planting bed, not just the planting hole, with organic matter when developing shrub beds and plant borders. Keep the area around individual plants and throughout the planting beds free of grass and weeds that compete with the trees and shrubs for water and nutrients. Mulch the soil around the plants and water thoroughly as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Just north of Missoula, Montana, you'll find a beautiful rural church with quite a story. It's a place where people worship, but also where visitors stop just about every day of the week to see something that many compare to the great artistry of the Sistine Chapel. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Father Craig Hightower explains, the story of what so many people come here to see at St. Ignatius Church has to do with someone who had an interesting route to Montana.
Brother Corigliano was a Jesuit brother from Turin, Italy. A lot of Jesuits, after the Revolutionary Wars of 1848, were exiled from areas of Europe and ended up in St. Louis and then out here to the reservations and to the West.
Brother Corigliano is sometimes referred to as the cook, but he had amazing talents far beyond the kitchen.
He did not have training as a painter, but this is about the sixth or seventh church he painted. So we're fairly confident he did have access to an illustrated Bible and some books and things, you know, so you can tell some of the artwork looks like a lot of the Renaissance pieces out of Europe.
The work here in St. Ignatius, Montana, took about 18 months from 1904 to 1905. Much of his masterpieces are high up on the ceilings.
In the high nave, they're probably about 85 to 90 feet. They're 12-foot medallions with some 4-foot medallions of the saints. But they're all on curved surfaces. So when you're up close to them, they're not in proportion because of the way they look. So when you're down here, the way your eyes work, they're in proportion.
He taught himself how to paint so the images would appear crisp and clear to the parishioners below.
I'm not going to put Corigliano with Michelangelo, but in both his places, and I've been at both places, when you walk in for the first time, it's awe-inspiring and impressive. People get that same experience here.
Many people stop here throughout the week. It's free to come and look and be inspired from the scenes painted over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in St. Ignatius, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th Street. Appliances sell at noon and include two refrigerators, nearly new, super-capacity electric stove, commercial washer and electric dryer, two chest freezers, 20 and 16 cubic foot, many tools, most shop tools on stands include a scroll saw, table saw, drum sander, router table, drill press, bench grinder, three cordless drills, Craftsman socket sets, long-handled tools, 13,000-watt portable generator. Summerfield books include centennial history books, furniture including cabinets, buffet, dressers, tables, recliners, rocking chairs, as well as household and miscellaneous. This estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee, Saturday, August 26th. Sale begins 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you haven't already, it's time to get your cover crop seeded. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are several ways to do it and pros and cons to each method as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Cover crops have a lot of benefits, including protecting bare ground over winter and providing forage for animals. There are several methods for planting a cover crop, but how you do it depends on what your goals are and your access to seeding equipment. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says overseeding is done before a standing crop is harvested, which allows the cover crop to get some good growth in the fall, assuming there's good moisture. It's broadcast over the field with an airplane or using high clearance equipment.
One of the downsides is that it is going to be a bit of a riskier method for establishment because you're not getting the same kind of seed soil contact that you might get if you were seeding it with a drill or if you're actually incorporating that seed after harvest. So a lot of times when we're talking overseeding, the seeding rate is actually going to be bumped up a little bit.
Some of the most successful overseedings are done shortly before rainfall. Anderson says drilling is the most ideal method to seed a cover crop because you know the entire field is getting covered and there is seed to soil contact.
The drill's nice because you've got a clear open piece of ground. It's going to be much easier to complete. The struggle with drilling, of course, is that you do have to wait until the crop's harvested in order to do it. So we really shorten up that growing season in fall to get any good growth on the cover crop. So your species option for drilling the cover crop is typically going to be quite a bit more limited than it is if you were overseeding.
Crunched for time? Anderson knows of farmers who broadcast cover crop seed from the combine or while they're tilling. Learn more about cover crop seeding techniques at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on. Disclose it.
kid, did you ever think it would take forever to grow up and be an adult? And then before you knew it, you were graduating from high school and then college? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, retirement can be like that too. It seems a long way off, but if you're not ready for it, you could be taken by surprise. So, what's the best way to prepare for retirement? Well, you can start with your goals. Do you have hobbies or interests you'll want to pursue? Do you still want to work? How much will you need for housing, medical care, other necessities? And don't forget to ask God what He has in mind for your later years. There can be lots of questions when it comes to preparing for retirement, and a financial professional is a great resource to help you think through planning for those later years, so you'll have enough for yourself, your family, and to share with others. So if you aren't prepared for retirement, start now. It'll give you the financial clarity you need to live a meaningful and grateful life.
Using food to lower cholesterol. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. A Minnesota startup is basing its business model on positioning food as medicine. Cardiologist Elizabeth Clotus started Step One Foods.
Our mission, I would say, is to transform the way we address diet-driven chronic disease by placing food at the center of care.
Clotus says clinical trials for Step One have shown their food products significantly reduce patient cholesterol levels. But there's a barrier to acceptance.
Despite everyone agreeing that dietary change can yield health improvements and can reduce care costs, foods with clinically proven health benefits like Step One have not achieved any meaningful access to coverage within health insurance or employee wellness channels. The incentives are all misaligned, but that misalignment is driving healthcare costs and it's not curing anything.
Clotus admits if the food as medicine concept catches on, there could come a time when her company's products would not be needed.
My goal truly is to put myself out of work. This is a condition that need not exist. It's completely preventable. The way we live is the key, and food is in the hierarchy of the things that we have control over and we can change.
Learn more at steponefoods.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, August the 23rd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Quality management of a cow during the dry period is a critical component of any udder health program. Chad Smith has more.
Dr. Jennifer Roberts, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about the importance of keeping cows healthy during the dry period and into freshening.
The dry period is a period of time where cows can be especially susceptible to mastitis infections. And when cows experience cases of mastitis, this can create a pretty significant impact for the producer because of economic losses resulting from cost of treating that cow, lower milk production in the next lactation. We also have added labor associated with treating those cows. And then we can see increased somatic cell count as well as increased risk of culling from the herd because of those cases of mastitis. One of the things that happens during the dry period is that we're no longer monitoring that cow on a daily basis. We're not cleaning that cow's udder, and so we don't have as many opportunities to observe her. It puts her at higher risk if we are not maintaining a good, clean, dry environment, it really increases their risk for environmental mastitis.
She talks about preparing cows for dry off.
Making sure that those cows are in a clean, dry, and comfortable environment. Cows are going to spend the majority of their day lying down, and their teeth are in direct contact with the material where they're laying down. Dirty bedding and a dirty environment can be a significant source of mastitis infections.
And let's look at your ag news for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
The American Carbon Alliance is advocating for public policy that helps transform the agriculture and energy economy by enhancing the nation's energy security via carbon capture. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
The American Carbon Alliance is a coalition of like-minded leaders who have joined forces to bring attention to the benefits that carbon capture technology has on rural communities, the nation's economy, the ethanol industry, and the overall environment. Executive Director Tom Bias.
You know, it's about three things. Create higher corn and land values for farmers. And, you know, the bioethanol growth doubled farm income the past two decades. Well, carbon capture is the best new brightest spot to do that again. And, you know, the carbon capture project are really the first at bat, if you want to use a baseball analogy, because everyone's looking to capture carbon or reduce carbon.
He says the easiest carbon to capture is from ethanol plants.
99.5% of what goes up that smokestack is carbon. The other half percent is moisture. So you don't need to separate it. It's not an extensive process to to process it and compress it and be able to transport it through pipelines to geological formations and areas that you can pump it into the ground and it stays forever.
Baez says there are three major pipelines that are in construction that will store the liquid fuel, which he says is a great alternative to electric vehicles. Also part of the coalition is former Congressman Colin Peterson, who says the ability for biofuels to now help lead the way as America decarbonizes the energy sector is not only exciting, but brings with it all sorts of opportunities to revitalize rural America while also helping the nation become more energy independent. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's a look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online, by the way, at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, how's it going on this Wednesday?
Well, good afternoon. We've got a bid in the grain markets here today. As I speak to you, we've got September corn up 10 and a quarter cents at 476 and three quarters. December corn higher by 11 and a half, 491. Beans, we got September up 9 and a quarter at 1360 and three quarters. November soybeans up 16 and a half at 1362 and a half. In the bean meal, September contracts up 630 a ton at 412.60. Bean oil up $1.12 at 66.33. Wheat market, seeing gains here too. September Chicago wheat up 14 cents at 615 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat, September is up 15 cents at 7.55. December Kansas City wheat up 15 and a quarter at 7.63. Spring wheat, September is up 11 cents at 7.84 and a half. Looking at the livestock markets today, quiet day here so far. August live cattle up all 27 cents at 178.22. Ock live cattle up 37 cents at 179. Deese fats up 7, 183.22. Looks like guys are just content to wait out the heat. The feeders were down 40 cents in the August at 245.07. Set feeders lower by 25 cents at 248.75. In the pigs, October's down 87 cents at 78.70. December hogs lower by $1.30 at 71.05. Let's have a look at what's going on in energies. We have the crude oil market down 34 cents in the October contract at 79.30. Diesel, September is just up two ticks at 313.90. Finally, natural gas up 5 cents at 250 and 4 tenths. For more information on these markets, give us a call here at Pluto and call us about fertilizer, 877-87-PLUTO, or visit us at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO
or online at PlutoCommodities.com.
And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA Pluto Commodities.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Deck D stem borers can cause issues for soybean producers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what the insect does to the crops, the issues it can cause for producers, and how producers should manage an infestation.
The Deck D stem borer in soybeans, this year we started collecting adults probably 2 weeks earlier than normal, and that's probably based upon the warm temperatures we had in the spring. And because of that, they've been spread out laying eggs, or ovipositing, in patios earlier than normal, and because of the warm conditions, they've spread out a lot further than usual. But the females will oviposit in the petioles of the plant, and they lay the eggs inside that little stem. The egg hatches in 3 or 4 days, and that little borer, larvae, then will bore down the petiole, down to the stem, get into the main stem, and all the way down to the ground.
He reviews where people can find the borer in a plant and how its damage can impact yields.
By late August, early September, most of the borers are around the base of the plant. And there's only going to be one. The meanest, most aggressive one is going to kill the others, and it's going to end up down to the base of the plant at the ground level. Once it gets there, it has this unique behavior of girdling around the inside of the plant, which usually doesn't bother the plant too much at that time of year because most of the beans have filled and the pods have set and all that kind of stuff. But what happens then, if we get a big wind or rainstorm, those plants will fall over. And when they lodge, that's a sick-looking field because you can have 60 to 85% lodging of a field by mid-September, and that generally means that's lost to harvest.
Getting into the field quickly might be what producers need to do to get the crop out of the field more easily.
What we recommend is if you decide you have a pretty healthy infestation, try and make sure you harvest that field as early as possible. Once it's ready, harvest it before they fall over, before the plants lodge, or before we have a storm. We don't have a storm. We haven't seen a lot of yield loss just due to the tunneling itself, which has always surprised me because they can do a lot of tunneling inside those stems. But it's the lodging or the loss.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with information about Decte stem borers in Kansas soybean fields. Read more about this insect in K-State Research and Extension's Crop Insects in Kansas book that can be found in the K-State bookstore at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Hey y'all, this is Addison Johnson, and you're listening to my new single, Country Inn, on KNDY.
Well, the Country Inn on Highway 10's where the devil goes to sleep. Nine-room cheap fare with Marlboro Air. Lights busted out to marquee. Got something to hide, we'll come inside. This is the place for you. Those red pale walls can recall more than they'd like to at the Country Inn. The Country Inn. In room number 5, she names her price while he lies about who he is. I picked her up by a bar in a used rental car, cause he couldn't use his. When the cops kicked in, they saw nothing but skin tangled up in them sheets. They pulled back the cover and it was the governor caught up in that sting. At the Country Inn on Highway 10, your secrets hid. 2750, you can live out all your sins. 7 days a week at the Country Inn. In room number 4, they slept on the floor after playing an all-night show. A little from South Alabama having torn up and down the road. Yeah, they jumped up awake when they heard the glass break. The drummer grabbed his pistol on the sand. They all went sprinting
steak. His three-day bender on cheap corn liquor was written all over her face. She said, I went to the store and I got you some more. Yeah, I know you didn't mean to be mean. She kept mixing him doubles till she saw him buckle with a belly full of antifreeze. At the Country Inn on Highway 10. No laws or rules where you keep your secrets in. 2750, you can live out all your sins. 7 days a week at the Country Inn. At the Country Inn.
Catch Addison Johnson this Friday night at the Stage in Virginia. Doors open at 7 p.m.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.